accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Really Happen radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number three. And yes, World War III is a really bad idea for everybody on planet Earth, except for the bankers. They think it's cool. Now, what happened out at the Bundy Ranch, I think, came as a shock to the powers that think they are in Washington, D.C., because we've now come to understand the Bureau of Land Management and the Forest Service have been shutting down ranchers and driving them out of business and taking their lands for years and years. And they've been getting away with it because nobody was paying attention. But we're paying attention now. There was a show of opposition, a pushback at the Bundy Ranch, and the Bureau of Land Management was forced to withdraw, at least temporarily. And as an inevitable result, the gun grabbers are in high dudgeon. So if you thought this push to ban guns had anything to do with crime, you're wrong. Remember, we reported yesterday, the city of Chicago has been faking their crime statistics to make it look like their gun ban was lowering violent crime, when in point of fact, exactly the opposite happened. So apparently, U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein is calling on President Obama to unilaterally enact a key portion of the United Nations Small Arms Treaty, even though the United States Senate just voted it down. And apparently she wants Obama, through an executive action, to exploit a 45-year-old section of the law dealing with imports. And her new plan is for Obama, by executive order, to intercept and ban as many guns as possible before they even make it to U.S. shelves. And essentially, it's a de facto assault weapon ban. It's a ban on virtually every semi-automatic rifle and pistol. There are very few companies in the United States still making civilian weapons. And Feinstein is calling on Obama to do it, whether Congress approves or not. And that is not the president's job. Go back and read that Constitution. Congress makes the laws. The laws must conform to the Constitution. All the president can do is sign them into law or veto them. That's his job. The president is not authorized by the Constitution to just make up laws out of his own mind and write them. That's not what the president is allowed to do. He's clearly off the constitutional range. Now, even though Feinstein and her ilk are out there to disarm you, the American people, the government continues to arm itself against you. Yesterday, the Department of Homeland Security announced it's seeking an ammunition dealer who can provide 25 million shotgun rounds to the Department of Homeland Security over the next 5 years. Now, remember, shotguns are very indiscriminate weapons. You don't use them in crime control or crime prevention. You use them in crowd control. So Homeland Security is arming itself to fight a war against you, the American people. And they're putting pedal to the metal because what happened out at the Bundy Ranch has sent a message that we, the American people, have been pushed to the breaking point. Speaking of Dianne Feinstein, we've got a video linked to the front page of WhatReallyHappened.com where she's talking about this Journalism Protection Act, which attempts to discriminate between journalists who are getting a paycheck from a big corporate-controlled, government-controlled media organization and the independent bloggers. And she's out there saying, you know, should we be granting journalistic rights to some 17-year-old in his basement, sets up a website for $5? And Feinstein's apparent attitude is the First Amendment is a special privilege only to be accorded to those the government approves of, meaning the corporate-controlled media. And no, the Bill of Rights are not privileges. It is the document that recognizes the rights the American people have. The government didn't give you those rights. In order to gain the permission of the American people to be the government had to acknowledge those rights and promise to abide by them, which this government clearly is not. Meanwhile, the most transparent administration in U.S. history has imposed new restrictions on employees of the U.S. intelligence services. I guess this is still more backlash from Snowden, saying that anybody who works in the U.S. intelligence community is not allowed to talk to anybody in the media, whether corporate or independent, without prior approval from the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. Who, by the way, out there in his speeches to young people across the country, is saying, you know, Snowden's not a hero. Don't see Snowden as a hero. We're the heroes. We're the good guys. They're the bad guys. We're the good guys. And the kids aren't buying it. Now, here's a very, very bizarre story. Apparently, officials at NBC have ordered Meet the Press host David Gregory and his co-hosts to undergo psychological evaluation in a desperate attempt to make him more likable so that people will look at him and believe him and trust him and listen to what he says. Apparently, Meet the Press's ratings have gone off a cliff along with most of the rest of the corporate news media. And they're wondering, what can they do to get their audience back? I'll tell you right now, NBC, start telling the truth. But, of course, that's the one thing they can't do. So they're going to spend more money on fancy news sets with giant TV sets and load up with all sorts of cute, sexy girls in very tight, revealing clothing, hoping to lure the audience back. But people don't like liars. And the corporate media are losing their audience and their ratings because everybody knows that everything coming off of those TV news channels is USDA choice 100% bovine excrement. Maybe they should rename the program to Meet the Depressed. And they actually think psychiatrists are going to teach this guy how to project, how to be more likable. Meaning it's another fraud if you think about it. They're trying to re-engineer him so that you will look at him and say, oh yes, I believe this man. And again, the corporate media and the government are dealing with a credibility crisis they themselves made with decades and decades of lies to you, the American people. And now you know it. There's an old saying, trust arrives on foot but departs on horseback. And that's certainly true. A government and the corporate media can take 100 years to win the trust and faith of their audience or the American people. And it takes one stupid, clumsy lie to destroy that, like Saddam's nuclear weapons. Story over an investment watch blog, confidence in U.S. debt reaching a tipping point. Because all those people around the world, all those governments, all those banks who've been loaning more and more money to the U.S. government, they're getting very, very nervous about whether the U.S. can ever repay it all. There's a treasury bond bubble right now that's been created as part of this quantitative easing process. And there are more treasury bonds out there than there are Americans whose taxes can ever redeem them. And even with promises of other people's gold as collateral, which may not be there, foreign investors are getting very nervous. A lot of foreign investment has already left the United States of America. And the U.S. is having a hard time finding new countries willing to loan them money. There was an article we talked about 2 weeks ago that says right now the U.S. dollar internationally, 80% of its support is the threat of U.S. military force. And by the way, if you haven't seen it yet, on History Channel's America's Book of Secrets, and I'm not just saying this because I'm in it, but the episode, The Gold Conspiracy, if you haven't seen it, you need to look at it, because they're going into tremendous detail over the fraud involving physical gold. And the reality that the gold just isn't there. It's not there in Fort Knox. It's not there in the New York Federal Reserve. Nobody who has gold on deposit at the New York Federal Reserve can get it back. They can't even inspect it. They're not even allowed to go in there and say, I just want to look at my own bullion and make sure it's still there. They're not going to be able to keep this fraud up much longer. Retail store closures soar in 2014, highest pace since the Lehman Brothers collapse. The consumer economy is collapsing, and that used to be 60% of the entire U.S. economy. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Back with more about the economy after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street. And in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show for our third hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Dan, the man, is now sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, feeding the giant mutant hamster, managing the truth hyperdrive, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Getting back to the economy, over at DeviantInvestor.com, they have an article, Silver Up and S&P Down, and they're talking about how for the last 3 years, The American stock market seems to be doing really, really good, and silver, counterintuitively, just hasn't been doing that well, and how it's time for both markets to reverse. Now, we know that there is a huge amount of fraud in the nation's financial system, that the plunge protection team is constantly protecting the U.S. stock market and propping it up. We know that half of the quantitative easing that has been coming out of the Federal Reserve goes to Wall Street to buy bonds and stock issues to keep the stock market propped up. We know that gold and silver prices are being manipulated down so that people don't desert their stock portfolios and savings accounts for physical silver and gold, and also because all those traders, all those commodity traders who've been playing fast and loose with precious metals, they're trying to buy as much silver and gold as they can to cover the contracts they've sold. And they obviously want to buy it for as cheaply as possible. And if they can't do that, I guarantee you at some point, the U.S. government is going to demand you turn over your physical silver and gold because we have to help those poor bankers. Those poor guys on Wall Street, they meant well. They didn't mean to cause this mess. And you, the American people, you've got to cover their losses. Which, by the way, is the classic definition of economic fascism. Quite the opposite's going on over in China. The Chinese banks and over 100,000 dedicated stores are selling physical gold. Demand for physical gold in China has surged 25%. Now remember, the Chinese government encourages their people to buy physical gold as a wealth preserver to protect themselves against fluctuations in the currency markets. Here in the U.S., oh, they need you to stay in the paper, whether it's stock market, U.S. dollars, savings accounts. They don't want you abandoning their system for physical metal. Because if you buy physical metal and you've got it under your own control, then they can't get at it. They can't control it. They can't change its value like they do the paper money. Over at the Daily Bell, they're commenting on a report that came out of Reuters saying printing money is more important than ever for Yellen. And the story is basically saying that even though Yellen is giving lip service to ending quantitative easing, they're saying basically quantitative easing is a particular strategy and a policy. And even if quantitative easing is officially ended, that has nothing to do with how much money the Federal Reserve will go on printing to prop up Wall Street and the federal government. The two are not connected. So we're going to be getting into that hyperinflationary spiral because that's all this government knows how to do. When this Ponzi scheme central bank reaches this point, hyperinflation is the only way they can prolong their wealth, power, and rulership. They're just going to print the money out of thin air to satisfy the debt, all of which is another loan, which means they're shoving an even larger debt onto the next generation. The common enemy of all mankind are these private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest. It is the new model of enslavement of the human race. It's ruled by compound interest, and it's no more legitimate a form of governance than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. Like those former failed systems, it only works because you've been brainwashed to believe that this is the way the world is supposed to be, with you working your life away and constantly being in debt to the bankers. We all need to become private central bank heretics. And say, I don't believe that anymore. There's a better way to run this, and that's the public currency as a public utility, which is the model the United States was started with. By the way, the money junkies like to reassure us all that the economy is doing very well by saying that the American middle class is the richest in the world. Unfortunately, that's not true any longer. Over at newsforge.com, they're saying the American middle class, which was held up as the most affluent in the world, lost that distinction. The middle class in this country is shrinking, another sign of impending economic fascism, and we should be worried. Over in Greece, they are now attributing 500 suicides to the austerity program. And they're seeing a strong correlation between austerity and suicide rates because people are simply being driven to homelessness, despair, by the looting of their wealth to make the money junkies in Europe happy. over at Global Research in Canada. And it's basically, there's an article, The Elite, The Great Game in World War III. And they're basically talking about how the U.S. has come under the control of the wealthiest families. Remember, there was last week that report, the study done by Princeton and one other university that I can't remember at the moment, which basically said, yes, the United States is not a democracy any longer. It's an oligarchy, where the 1% money junkies are calling all the shots. They've bought and paid for the U.S. government. They're buying and paying for all the congressmen. They're buying and paying for all the rigged elections. They basically have bought it all up. And that is a power we should not allow, because it's unelected and it's not working in the interest of the nation. And I'm not the only person saying that. Over at RINF.com, they have an article, Do We Need a Thieving, Warmongering, Ruling Class? And it's this awareness that when we allow too much money to concentrate in the hands of too few people, it represents a source of power that is unaccountable to the general population. Another story along the same place, Op-Ed News. The class wars front line should be eliminating billionaires from the planet. And it says right there, it is far too dangerous to allow any one person to have the power that these billionaires wield. And they're absolutely right. People get to be billionaires through very unsavory means, by and large, and they use that money to make themselves richer at the expense of everybody else. I'll tell you the definition of just how sick these money junkies are. They can't feel rich unless everybody they see is dirt poor. If everybody had a nice home, you know, a supercar, nice jewelry, the money junkies would be very unhappy because they wouldn't feel rich anymore. They can only feel rich if they have all the goodies and nobody else does. They live in a world in which whatever imaginary playmate in the sky they pray to wants them to have all the blessings of life and says it's a holy thing to take it away from everybody else by whatever means are necessary. Now, getting on over to Obamacare, one of the biggest scams perpetrated against the American people ever. It turns out Obamacare's success isn't that successful. Half of Georgia's insurance enrollees have failed to make their monthly payments. So their insurance policies are already voided. They may not have even been real people. Remember, we raised the possibility that to get the numbers up to what Obama needed, a lot of these signups at healthcare.gov may have been just fakes to build the numbers up. Now, apparently over in California, there's been a huge embarrassment because apparently nearly 1,000 doctors were placed on the covered California provider list that aren't covered. And that's creating huge amounts of confusion. Story over at Breitbart where they're saying the Obamacare is spawning a medical homelessness crisis because people can't find the care they need under Obamacare. The providers aren't there or they're too far away. It's a total flustercluck, and it's time for it to end. We'll be right back after these commercials.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. The U.S. is apparently sending 600 troops to Eastern Europe to be distributed among Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, ostensibly for military exercises. They really do want this war. They're going to start a world war and kill billions of people because they can't think of anything else to do to get out of this mess they've created. And this mess was started 100 years ago when a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president sold us back into the slavery of the exact same private central banking scam this nation fought a revolution to be free of. And for 100 years, we've had very few, precious few politicians with the courage to stand up and say, this system is broken, it's impoverishing the American people, and it will lead to war and the nation's collapse. People like Ron Paul, which is why they worked so hard to keep him out of the race in 2008 and 2012, despite his massive grassroots support. The bankers have their talons in the jugular vein of the nation, and they are not going to let go no matter what. Apparently in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, worried about its aesthetics, and its image. They're getting ready to pass a law making it illegal for homeless people to have possessions in public. Because when you're homeless, you're not just standing there naked. You've got a backpack, you know, a bag with spare clothes, a notebook, some keepsakes from the home you used to have, packages of food. And apparently Fort Lauderdale is going to pass a law that authorizes the removal of all of that stuff because it's so unsightly. We have to preserve the city's aesthetics. We've seen a lot of that out here in Hawaii. They don't want the tourists to see the homeless people. They're constantly being shuffled around from one area to the other. So government apparently doesn't really want to address the problem. They just want to make it look like it's gone away. And that seems to be kind of the attitude of the government all the way across the United States of America. We don't care if you're hungry and homeless and jobless. Just don't do it where we can see it. We've got jobs. We've got money. We don't want to have to look at all of you homeless people. All right. Now then. Very bizarre story. Apparently, Attorney General Eric Holder has announced, the Justice Department will announce new clemency criteria that will result in the potential freeing of thousands of prisoners convicted of using crack cocaine in order to ease prison overcrowding. Now, I understand what's going on. We do have the highest incarceration rate of any industrialized nation right now, and it is a huge cost. Now, why they're releasing the crack users, I'm not so sure about that. I'd rather they start releasing all of the marijuana users who got sent to jail. Those are peaceful, mellow people that aren't going to be a problem. I think it's time that the government released the political prisoners like Leonard Peltier, who got railroaded into jail to cover up a fluster cluck by the FBI. Now, there's another story going along at the same time. This was over at the Associated Press, where there's a policy change being considered by Homeland Security that would shield illegal immigrants in the United States who have not committed any crimes from deportation. In other words, you got here, hey, you're here, we're going to let you stay, even though you're here illegally, as long as you haven't committed a crime. Why are they doing this? I mean, let's face it, these people can't find jobs in the current economy, especially if you're being let out of prison with a crack cocaine conviction on your record. So where are these people going to go? Well, there's that U.S. military recruitment office right there in front of you. And that may be part of what's going on. These new quasi-legalized illegal immigrants and these newly released prisoners are going to be absolute fodder for military recruitment, which tells you how desperate the U.S. is right now to build up their manpower. Now, we've been talking about NSA spying. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Clapper is out there talking to student groups saying, you know, Snowden's not a hero. He's the bad guy. You should love the NSA and the NSA spying. And apparently, toward the first of the year, there was a revelation that a very popular DSL router had a back door. And it was questioned at the time whether this was one of the back doors installed in all of our hardware systems by the National Security Agency. And apparently the bug, or the back door, was in 24 different models of wireless DSL routers, for which a patch was then issued. And the same security researchers who originally discovered the back door have discovered that the patch doesn't actually close the back door, it just hides it. Which basically tells us this back door was supposed to be there, courtesy of the National Security Agency. And, you know, every time somebody finds one of these things, oh, there's a patch, and it hides it, doesn't close it. Interesting article over at Cherry Questioning All. The U.S. government has put a full-time military on our streets. We just don't recognize it for what it is. Now, under the Posse Comitatus, it is illegal for the United States to put the regular army on the streets of America for law enforcement. But they don't have to anymore because they've completely militarized the police. They've given them body armor, M16s, armored tanks, vehicles, LRAD, sonic weapons, gas, drones. And they have brainwashed these police to view the American people as an enemy, to be dominated and controlled, not as citizenry deserving of help against real crime. And by the way, the Albuquerque police have just shot another person. They're claiming she pointed a gun at them. No confirmation she had a gun. We were talking the other day about this story down in Georgetown, Texas, where this uniformed officer was kicking and knocking down high school students celebrating the win of the state soccer title. And apparently this cop just thought these kids were having too much fun. And so there's a video of it that went viral on the net. And students are rushing onto the field to celebrate the first Texas State Soccer Championship for Vandergrift High School. And this police officer just begins to kick and trip and push over students. Apparently at least one student was injured. Looks like this phrase of to protect and to serve is no longer part of the police lexicon. Now it's we treat you like a king, as in Rodney King. Apparently up in Monterey County, there's been a big stink because apparently U.S. Air Force Captain Nicholas Aquino was tackled and handcuffed by police in his own home because a Monterey County Sheriff's deputy thought he was a burglar. And even though he was not a burglar, even though it was his own home, even though the sheriff's deputy was in the wrong, Aquino is being charged with resisting arrest and obstructing a peace officer. They're trying to send a message. Even if the cops are wrong, you do what they say. Now, this flies in the face of a United States Supreme Court decision, John Bad Elk versus United States, that says when the police are acting illegally, when anybody in the government is acting illegally, the American people have a right to resist up to and including the use of lethal force. That's the law of the land. Under no circumstances in the United States of America should people go along with the police if the police are in the wrong. Another story over at Blacklisted News, apparently again down in Texas. Man calls to report a burglary. The deputy arrives and shoots the man's dog in the head. It's completely out of control. Another story here, apparently, this is over in Georgia. There were two parents wanted to opt their kid out of the standardized school testing. And they requested a meeting with the school administration. And when they showed up for the meeting, they were greeted by a police officer who accused them of trespassing on school grounds. Their kid goes to that school, but they're not allowed to go in there. That's trespassing. And they were basically shown off the property without being able to voice their complaints to the school administration. When we come back, more along the same line here. We'll be right back.
Have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF. P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, following up on all this renewed reports of police brutality all over the United States of America, yesterday I was reporting on this story out of China where these Chinese police officers had killed somebody who was videotaping their abuse of a female vendor in the city. And it triggered a riot that resulted in the beating deaths of the four officers. And I speculated on the radio show that I imagine that police brutality, at least in that part of China, is probably going to slow down considerably after this happened, for which I got a very, very nasty email saying, how can you approve of this happening to any officials anywhere? You know, you call yourself a peace activist. Well, even Gandhi had days when he would say, to heck with nonviolence, let's kick them in the balls. But we live in a country in which the police have declared open season on the American people. They're not prosecuted for what they do. The management, the officials of the police department are always saying it's within department guidelines. The Department of Justice admitted that the majority of shootings in Albuquerque were unconstitutional and unjustified, but no police officers have been arrested or charged. They haven't lost their jobs. So how would you solve the problem? I mean, surely you cannot be suggesting that we all just sit here as a living target gallery for the police officers. Remember that shootout in New York, 19 people hit, all of them by the police? I'm not advocating that kind of violence, but I have to applaud those people in China for what they did, because they're fed up. Remember, when people fear the government, you have tyranny. When the government fears the people, you have freedom. Now, getting on down to human-caused global warming, a northeastern Minnesota ski resort has announced they will stay open until May. It's their latest closing date ever. But they have adequate snow and cold, and therefore they're going to keep it open. Meanwhile, of course, the carbon Nazis are already cranking out the propaganda, and there's this article that was over in MLive.com saying, yeah, it's hard to believe after this winter, but this new report says Michigan is in the top five fastest warming states, and we have paid scientists and pretty graphs and charts to convince you the world is still getting warmer, and it's all your fault. Up in Canada, author Tom Rand is saying that, you know, we've got to pass a carbon tax now or the world is doomed, 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 because this is all about money, money, money. Over at nofrackingconsensus.com, they've got a very critical article of a recent write-up in the New York Times about how the IPCC, their top scientists, are saying we're at the breaking point if we don't act now. And they're criticizing the New York Times by saying, you know, a newspaper that thinks it's producing the world's finest journalism still hasn't noticed that the IPCC provides no proof whatsoever that it's composed of the world's top scientists. In fact, the CVs, the resumes of their top personnel are withheld. We're just supposed to take it on faith that these are climate experts. Certain of the IPCC lead authors have historically been graduate students a decade or more away from their PhDs. These are young, up-and-coming, impressionable kids who are being told, if you support human-caused global warming, you will be assured of your PhD. Other IPCC lead authors are poorly qualified individuals from obscure nations who were selected to give it the illusion that this is a global consensus. 60% of the people who helped produce the latest report never worked with the IPCC before. Now, the IPCC personnel have so little authority, they aren't able to alter their chapter title by a single word. These people are all cogs in a gigantic, bureaucratic UN political machine. Now, the reality is most of these IPCC scientists are not scientists in the way the term is normally understood. They are economists, geographers, policy wonks, UN employees, and activists espousing a cause. The head of the IPCC is an engineer, and I don't mean an engineer who designs buildings and bridges. I mean drive a train engineer. Now, over in Great Britain, the government there is getting ready to change the trespass laws in order to allow fracking companies to run pipelines under private land without the landowner's permission. In other words, yes, they'll have a fracking lease over here, but they need a pipeline to get the gas over to where they're collecting it. If this law goes through, the fracking companies will be allowed to drill underneath your land and run a shale gas pipeline under your land without your permission. And, of course, those pipelines are not very durable. We've already got a huge problem in the United States with these pipelines cracking, fracturing, especially during the cold winters, with methane leaking out and poisoning the ground and poisoning the water. Yet another research showing high levels of Roundup, meaning glyphosate, found in food. It's just amazingly how bad this stuff is. This is a very bizarre story. GlaxoSmithKline put out a new heart medicine to stop heart attacks. And apparently what they did is they took cannabis and they re-engineered it. See, this is what the pharmaceutical companies do. They get the government to ban things like marijuana and other things that you can grow in your own backyard. Then they'll take the same chemicals, change it just a little tiny bit so they can throw a patent on it, and then demand you buy them at the pharmacies rather than grow it in your own backyard. Now, apparently in a report in the New England Journal of Medicine, their newest medication, Daraplatib, which was supposed to be this promising therapy in treating heart attacks, stopping heart attacks, is a complete failure therapeutically. They could not detect any actual benefit for heart patients. But apparently patients taking this drug developed a really bad body odor to where people couldn't even stand next to them. There's a wonderful wonder drug. Doesn't help your heart, makes you stink. New research showing that ibuprofen may cause intestinal disorders such as celiac disease. I've talked before about co-evolution, in which medicines like aspirin, which is made from willow and birch bark, those are molecules we've co-evolved with. Our biology and these chemicals came to a mutual understanding millions of years ago. And that's why, generally, they're safe to use. But modern pharmaceutical companies, they need something they can patent. They change the molecules around, create something that's never existed before, throw a patent on it, market it to you. And these are chemicals our biology doesn't know how to deal with. And it can cause all kinds of side effects. Now, earlier today over in the Italian media, and this was at Repubblica.it, they ran an article. I had to translate it through Google Translate. Now, this article in the Italian media does not mention the ongoing rumors about 40 Ebola patients locked in a hospital in Pisa, Italy, illegal immigrants from Guinea. But it does announce that Italy and also France are activating their pandemic security measures, that they're going on alert, that they're very, very concerned, and they're activating their containment procedures. And we're in a really awkward situation. This could be a real serious medical crisis for the entire globe. And because the U.S. government and corporate media have lied to us so many times, even if they were to tell us the truth about what we need to deal with the Ebola pandemic, a lot of people just aren't going to believe them because they don't want to be made fools of again. Got a cool article here from crack.com. I'm really beginning to like that website. They have a lot of social conscience over there, and they had this 6 shockingly childish abuses of power by airport employees. And the tone of the article is basically, these aren't isolated incidents. It's going on all the time. And you ought to check that one out. There's the music. It's time for Claire and I to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go over to RBN. Hit that donate button. RBN needs all your help. We're up against professional liars, well-funded by the money junkies, and we need your help to stand up to them and speak truth to power. Until tomorrow, aloha, America.